Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Kathopanishads, presented by Swami Jyotirmayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Sun is the reason there are clouds. So, why are we responsible if consciousness has created these clouds in our head? So, why all this searching and
all those descriptions are allegorical. The fact is that you are. Suppose someone were to say, "You look wonderful. You are very happy. Now, why are you going to satsang?" Everyone is looking for profounder happiness, profounder peace. Everyone is looking for something. You are always imperfect, trying to be perfect. If you get into more serious study, everyone is led by the intrinsic urge to seek Satchidananda. Everyone wants to exist, not die. Everyone wants to know. Everyone wants to be happy. If you were to ask why, that wouldn't give you any. That's the reality of things. Everyone is wanting health. And how do they get it? By removing obstacles, allowing the malas, gross impurities, to move away from your mind. Less of anger, hate. Better is your feeling, better is your experience, less of egoism, more clarity of understanding, all that makes your life shine brighter and brighter. And whenever we speak of those allegorical way, cloud is not there. It's an allegorical way to make you understand. Just like when you enter into dream, between dream and waking there is no cloud. Much in the same way, there is ignorance that keeps you restricted. And that ignorance has to be overcome. And ignorance creates desires, lots of subconscious desires, conscious desires. And every soul has that intrinsic urge to overcome them. If they don't overcome them, the soul goes on flowing from one life to another. And all this is, you begin to understand through satsanga and scriptures, that the purpose of scripture. And if you were to ask who created the ignorance, that will not be the right type of question. Because ignorance doesn't exist. That's why Vedanta gives this illustration of snake on the rope. You suddenly entered into your room in the semi-dark and slipped back and broke your head. Why? Because there was a snake. And later we realized the snake wasn't there. It was a rope. Then the question, why did that snake come and where did it come? How to classify the snake to a certain category? All that doesn't mean anything.
Swamiji, God created us, and we are part of God, that is the Brahman in us. And we are, the ultimate aim is that we go back to unify with that Brahman. Then aren't we going around in a circle? I mean, what was the purpose of us being here if our ultimate aim is to go back where we originated from?
All that statement, where you originated and you have to go back, all that is being presented by the mind in a very crude manner. Crude manner because mind thinks everything is in terms of time-space. Let me give you a simple way to understand. How do you enter into dream world? The dream world that never existed. Which way do you go there? And how do you come out of the dream to the waking state? If you work upon it, all human experiences of pleasure and pain are like a big dream. because they are being done through a conditioned mind. What happens when you see things through misunderstanding? Sometimes misunderstanding happens. Even the best of your friend, you are interpreting the friend to be an enemy, being misunderstanding. Because if you started walking and the friend didn't put his hand together, I'm joking, but at the same time giving illustration. And you think, now this person has joined my enemy. And the reason was the friend's hands were paralyzed, or he had big pain in his hands. But due to misunderstanding, you go through a whole day of inner agony, that how could that have happened? What harm have I ever done to this man? That he recognize me. But then later you realize that what was the reason, and immediately that misunderstanding goes away. Now you ask yourself, who created that misunderstanding? And why all the things developed because of misunderstanding? Instead of asking that, all that you have to know, the misunderstanding is corrected by understanding. Ignorance is corrected by knowledge. Any question that is asked, why and etc., is from the level of conditioned mind. And the answer is uncondition your mind. Person with closed eyes comes to you and says, why is it I'm not seeing you? Answer is, open your eyes.
More than a question, this is me sharing something that I heard you say. And it was after we had a meditation, you said, you are not the clouds, you are the sky. Think of yourself as the sky. And at that moment, I realized that we were eternal, that there was no ending, that the ending was like when we look at the sky and it is dark, or we look at the sky and it's shining. It's a perception that we are eternity. We are there always. I don't know if I'm wrong.
No, that's correct. That's correct. That's the truth. That's Vedantic truth. That's where you are being led to. Because all experiences in the terms of time, space, and happenings, like call them clouds, call them whatever, all these experiences depend upon the function of mind. Mind works like a projecting machine. It goes on projecting every moment, just like in a cinema show, frames after frames, pictures are being projected on the screen. And those frames create all the illusion of time, space, story. But all that goes on, but the screen is just the same.
Thank you so much, because it took me, when I heard it and I realized it, it was like a child realizing that candy is sweet. All this time I have been going around and looking at it from different angles and really like a child.
That's correct.
With candy, you know, enjoying it. Thank you.
Very good, very good.
Swamiji, I went to a satsang for a year and a half with a woman. And I really didn't know what satsang was when I first went there 5 years ago. And then I came here too. But she said to us, I may not be able to take you all the way to liberation or realization. I listened to her online over and over. She's since passed away. But then when I came here and I read and I listened to you and I watched, go way back 5-6 years and watch your program, I see it's like a new door has opened with the japa and meditation, and then I go to the yoga, do the yoga, and I just feel like I did everything I could and I only got this high plateau, but here I feel like there's a door open farther all the way. So I guess my question is, there's no time limit. You can get freedom in 2 or 3 or 4 years or 5 years if you just really follow the directions, right? It's not a 20-year plan or something, right?
Absolutely not. It's not spiritual practice or spiritual movement is enriching your life. Life being enriched. You don't say to yourself, how long will this go on, enriching life? That will be ridiculous and foolish. You are enjoying life and it is being enriched day by day. Even if it goes on for 1,000 years, who cares? But if that state has come, liberation has come to you instantaneously.
People look for guru, and sometimes they find the guru right in their backyard, meaning in the same city. So my question is, well, this is like two questions, but the first one is related to that piece. How isn't it guru everywhere? And if anyone is looking for an actual guru in human form, well, I guess it's because they have reached some point that. But still, and then the second question will be, could we actually call guru that guru is, because guru is everywhere, consciousness? Can we call guru consciousness?
Mm-hmm. You can call, but we receive no instruction. Understand from different angles, from broad point of view, all is guru. God is guru. God is the guru of gurus. The whole world is guru. But you have to come down to a practical level, just like saying air is everywhere. Now, I'm not going into details, but from practical point of view, everyone needs a human support and guidance. That again, guru and disciple is a karmic process. All are not drawn to the same guru. Karmic process also levels of spiritual state. All are not at the same level of evolution, spiritual evolution. So therefore, sometimes people can be with guru like Christ and then run away from him and go to Judas. Karmic process, their levels of evolution are poor. So all are not drawn to authentic gurus. Gurus who do not talk about psychic powers, don't talk about quick attainment. You find it's old-fashioned. In the modern progressive world, the guru should go on advertising. That here is a system I have evolved that will take very short time for you to attain enlightenment. If any guru who is telling that means it's not a real. And people who are not really spiritually sensitive, in the name of guru, they will go through many, many stages, many blind gurus. Or sometimes they may have gurus not with profound knowledge, but still they can be guided. Just like in schools, you are guided through kindergarten, etc., etc. But that depends again upon your karmic process, to whom you are drawn, just like to which family you were drawn to be born. When you are subtle plane, all families, all those who want children, they were waiting for you. You chose one particular one. That's the father I want, that's the mother. Same way, you choose guru. Whose guidance will inspire me? And while choosing it again, that becomes a main focus. Just like you are born in a family, you have definite father, mother. But then you are also assisted by all fathers and mothers whenever need be. In the same way, you are drawn to a particular guru. But then you can receive any instruction from anywhere. And you will not find that it is contradicting guru's teachings. Guru's teachings are being enriched from various ways. So that point also has to be understood. And a real guru will not limit you, that you have to learn only from me. And if I'm gone, no sadhana. That's that real guru. Real guru opens the door for the whole world is your guru. And you receive inspiration from any source. And ultimately, you are the guru, the Atma within you.
I have a question, Swamiji. Have you on pranam? Today, only one question, Swamiji. Swamiji, you mentioned that the sun or the consciousness, Atma, Paramatma, whatever, is totally unaffected, whereas we are the ones who get affected. So, going back to the concept of love and compassion of the God or Atma or whatever it is, if there is no way that the sun can get affected, then how can then there be love and compassion shown?
Think of a simple simile of the sky. The sky is not affected by clouds. But how is it the sky is giving them all the room? Dark clouds come, silvery clouds come, and all are welcome in the courtyard of the sky. And all are gently petted. Figure that out. You have to understand that when we start talking about God, mind seems to put God as some object of the universe who can be separated. But when you are talking about God, it's just like if you are dreaming and talking about waking up. No way, while dreaming, no way can you connect yourself to the waking individual. Your mind will not understand it. All similes of your mind will be limited. Awakened state immediately puts you completely in a different level. So, awakened state, intuitionally awakened state for the soul is Brahman, the absolute. Brahman is your awakened state. But in the process of awakening, you pass through, just like even from a dream sometimes, you know it is a dream, it takes you some time to wake up. In the same way as scriptures are studied, meditated upon, you go on understanding that this is not the I am. This is like a dream, long dream. But while it is a dream, and while you are sniffing the state of enlightenment, there are degrees of expansion in your heart. Your heart now is no longer restricted by all the stress of the ego, anger and hate. Naturally now your heart will experience a progressive enrichment. Though from transcendental point of view, all this is transcended. Think of the same dream simile. In dream, a tiger has started working upon your head, trying to eat it. It dawns in your mind, it is a dream. Now, progressively you find yourself released of trouble. Tiger moves away. You find in your dream an ability to change the situation, to go into a different forest, meet with good people, all that. All this positive that is developing is not real either. In the same way, as you move towards enlightenment, and your mind goes on understanding the illusion behind the world, and God is the only reality, and ego begins to diminish, your stress begins to diminish. Your heart becomes filled with increasing joy, peace, harmony. Automatically you become like a flower wafting fragrance of Satyam, Shivam, Sundaram. Naturally you become a source of inspiration for others. Even though the fact is all this is illusion. Deep down, you are the sky. Out in the world, all this you are accepting it. In other words, that's called double consciousness. A deeper level of your experience, I am Brahman, I am eternal. External level, where you live through your limited concept of yourself, ego self. That ego self is not you. It's a dream personality. However, as long as you are identified with it, you have double taste. Taste of eternity and taste of serving people, loving everyone who comes in your range.
You really have to go in and out of that state, Swamiji? I mean, like...
No, at the same time.
It's all at the same time.
All at the same time. Look at the sun. Sun is beyond the atmosphere. At the same time, there isn't anything on the earth which is not related to the sun. All at the same time. Electricity is free of all limitations, and at the same time it is working through every bulb. Bulb doesn't know it, but if it is enlightened, it will continue to be as it is. It may shine a little brighter. But at the same time, it is in tune with the universal, absolute.
So is it why some of the sages then just go to the Himalayas and so that they're not really... have to face any worldly situations so that they can
after
be in that
state. After enlightenment, it all depends on the body is based on karmic process. Everyone is born with certain limitations in the body. And everybody has to die. Deh dhare ka dand hai, sab ka hu ko hoye. No matter how enlightened a person may be, everyone has hair which will turn grey. Teeth that will start shaking. Voice that may become ruffled, the body that will one day end, no matter how enlightened. The enlightenment has nothing to do with it. Body has to follow its own law. Some sages died very young. Some sages died with terrible diseases like cancer. Ramakrishna Paramahansa has throat cancer. Ramana Maharshi had similar trouble. Troubles, they relate to the body. Inner self is totally different. Just like I gave you the dream illustration. In dream, we are first being chewed by a tiger. Later, you are flying like a bird. And all that happens. But when you wake up, all this has gone away. But again, similes are always limited. State of enlightenment is double consciousness, both at the same time. To give you another illustration, suppose you are a great professor of physics or science and a five-year child comes to you and asking, Father, tell me, how does it rain? Now, no matter how much you know, you have to come down to the child's level. And the child records all that you have said. 10 years later, he sues you. For giving you a top-false teaching. It's a joke.
It's a good joke, sir. I just hope I don't get sued. I have 5 daughters. Thank you, Swami. That was brilliant. Piece there. Thank you, Swami.
Gurudev. So, creation will go on forever. And illusion has a purpose. I'm still confused. Who gets enlightened?
Just think of the dream. In dream, you have the whole world there. Who wakes up from the dream? And when you wake up from the dream, do you worry about it? What happened to them? I became enlightened, got out of the dream world. But what happened to those people who were there in your dream? You realize that all those were unreal. But while dreaming, you were not aware. Mind was restricted. Through conditioned minds, you always understand the world is being experienced by people. What the world is, nobody knows. But what you experience depends upon your brain, your nervous system, your senses. No two persons can experience the world exactly in the same way because their nervous systems are different, brains are different. Now, the main problem for you is to become healthy. And all the unhealthy perceptions that are going on within you, transcend it. Don't worry about what will happen to them. In other words, all concern for the world. Just like once from dream, you realize you are dreaming, you're concerned for what will happen. If I wake up, what will happen to this house? What will happen to this mango tree? What will happen? That shouldn't confuse you. Another way to understand, the world is under God's care. You didn't create them. There are countless stars up there. And we don't have to go up there. Just right on this earth. Countless things. Who takes care of it? Why there should be confusion? Your whole focus is, I am related to God and let me join God. And that's it. If all these are real, it doesn't matter. God is taking care of them. One way or the other, your goal is become one with God. In that there should be no confusion. Whether the world continues or doesn't continue, that does not deter you from becoming one with God. So attain that. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven, and then all else confusions will move away.
Swamiji, it occurs to me that there's probably something that I'm doing if I'm confused. And so I ask myself to, you know, stop doing that. I think it was said from Ramana to Papaji and to Gangaji, just stop. Stop. But usually we don't realize we're doing anything. And there seems to be a kind of a religion that's almost worldwide, the religion of me. So we create that and we promote that and we defend that me. So for me, it's a shift of devotion from the me to what I can't create, to what was already here.
That's correct. How you are thinking is perfectly correct. The whole spiritual process is a shift from being ego-centered to God-centered. As long as you are ego-centered, you are in trouble, in a world of illusion. God-centered, correction of all illusions. But while this is true to you, you have to also understand the teaching has to come to people in different levels. And it's not easy for everyone to understand it. So they are given so many ways of leading the mind to that level of understanding. And again, even theoretical grasp has to be further sustained until it becomes your real practice and experience.
Thank you.
Okay. Can we conclude now?